This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Trump's been in a year. And this is a fair time to average all the stuff he did as president-elect with when he officially became president. He's not God. He can't get it all done. I'm surprised how much he's gotten done. It's been miraculous. And they said he'd never get the tax cuts through, on and on and on. And they played all the race games. There's new statistics out. And it's not that Hispanics that make up something like 70% of immigrants coming to the country are inherently criminal. It's that there is a contingent already fleeing justice, like Americans flee to Mexico and vice versa, that don't have real names, have fake IDs that the Mexican consulate will give them. All these corrupt state governments and local governments will give them IDs. And they are just above the law. And they mainly feed, if you look at the statistics, on other Hispanics. Mexico gets illegal aliens from Latin America and gives them 6 months to a year hard labor and tortures them. That's in the London Guardian. And I'm not defending that. The point is, acting like America is the worst thing on earth is not true. And then the Democrats try to turn Hispanics particularly into a new racial group and make it race-based politics. And that's failing. And that's good news for everybody. So, Jorge Ramos says he's now having the worst time of his life in the U.S. With Donald Trump there, I have never been treated so badly. I've never been insulted so much. We've never been attacked so much. They have never tried to run us out as much as now, Ramos vented in an interview with the Spanish radio network. Ramos, who proclaimed himself is not the enemy, but an opponent of Trump in the interview, complained about the massive blowback he's received since deciding to use his media platform to openly oppose the choice over 62 million Americans who voted in last year's election. And then he complains about social networks. The social networks are 10 to 1 against libertarians, nationalists, and conservatives. But we know most of them are bots. We know it's fiction. We don't care if we get ridiculed. We keep hammering back. But everybody knows the Democrats, the globalists, the liberals are way more threatening, way more hateful, constantly calling for violence. And then when Kate Stanley gets shot in the back and the virtue signaling, mainly white jury, lets the guy who'd been deported, what, five times and committed all these crimes, lets him go. Not even manslaughter. Not even accidental. Because they couldn't signal that it was wrong to shoot her in the back. What about Kate? Well, signs were put up at the university there in San Francisco, and folks pulled them down and said, this is racist. All it said was she had dreams, too. Like, she's a human, too. She has rights, too. But then Nancy Pelosi virtue signals and says illegal migrants embody the best of our nation. Not migrants, not people coming here to work, not people coming here to be Americans, but migrants, which means illegals. And then she goes on to say they embody the best of our nation's patriotism, hard work, perseverance, Pelosi said of the Dreamers. She added that Congress shouldn't leave them to celebrate the holidays in fear. Oh, really? What about Kate Stanley? Meanwhile, so it was terrorism. Attacker who rammed his car into victims, upset at mistreatment of Muslims. And of course, you've had hundreds of these attacks the last few years in Russia, Europe, here, all over. And most of the time, they'll never even say it's Islamicist. In fact, in Sweden and in other areas, they won't release the name. They've passed laws and regulations saying it's racist if the guy's name is Habib or Hamamad or Ahmed or whatever. It's just incredible.
So we had a caller call in earlier, and the caller made a fair point. Like, you know, in some instances, I feel like maybe you kind of do the same thing that the mainstream media does, attacking your opponents. But what am I supposed to do? See, when Jorge Ramos, what an absolute lying fraud Jorge Ramos is to sit here and be like, oh, I've got it so bad now because it, bull crap. You're still making millions of dollars. But what does he do? He says it's been harder for us because of Trump now. It's been harder for us. He's virtue signaling to Hispanic and Latino people like, Trump hates you, America hates you now because of Trump. That is an absolute lie. So, yes, I get mad when Jorge Ramos consciously lies to people to try to tear this country down. Yeah, I get a little pissed.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We're about to be joined by James Wesley Rawls. We're going to talk Bitcoin. We're going to talk geopolitics. But first, folks, it's all possible. We're able to get these guests. We're able to be live 10 hours a day and multiple broadcasts. You know, we could be live here, and then we could have someone else live somewhere else. And it's all because of your support at InfoWarsStore.com. We have got great specials going at InfoWarsStore.com, especially for gut health right now. During the holidays, you tend to eat maybe more unhealthy than you normally would, or just more in general than you normally would. So sometimes this can lead to indigestion or an uncomfort in your stomach or what have you. And now that people don't get the good bacteria and their guts get overwhelmed with the bad bacteria, you start to see people developing, you know, intolerance to gluten and other things. Well, we have the solution at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the good gut bacteria. It's for good gut health. And you've got the new year gut pack on sale right now. Myco ZX by itself, 25% off. Floralife by itself, 33% off. And then Alpha Power, one of the newest products, is 50% off. BrainForce Plus, 50% off. Silver Bullet, 67% off. But specifically for gut health, the gut pack, which is Myco ZX and Floralife. Now, that comes together in a pack. And if you get that pack, you actually get more off than you would if you bought the Myco ZX and the Floralife just by itself. So Myco ZX plus Floralife gut care pack is 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And again, I know you know this, but to those that don't understand, everything is possible because of you. And when I'm talking to people, for example, I go back in town to St. Louis for Christmas, people wonder, it's like, you know, how do you guys get by? How do you guys fund yourself? Well, it's our audience. We don't rely on pharmaceutical companies to pay for ads. We don't rely on fast foods and soda companies and insurance companies and all these. No. We don't go for them. We don't go to them for support. We go to you so that we can remain independent and report news without having to answer to anybody but you. So check out InfoWarsStore.com today and take advantage of the new year gut pack with specials at InfoWarsStore.com. So James Wesley Rawls joins me now, survivalblog.com. James, let's start with some financial stuff. Bitcoin peaked right at about 20,000. It goes back down. Gold was going down the entire time. Now gold is back up. What do you see as a smart investment right now for someone looking to invest? Do you think precious metals? Do you think Bitcoin? What do you think?
Well, I'm definitely an advocate of precious metals, and in particular silver. And for anyone who's considering gold, I'm actually leaning more toward platinum right now. Presently, gold is around, what, $1,275 an ounce. Platinum is down to $940 an ounce. And traditionally, platinum has sold at a premium above the price of gold. Now it's selling at a discount to gold. So logic dictates that if it's going to return to its historic norms, which I think it will, that the wise place to put your money is platinum, not gold.
Interesting. So that's a safe investment, you think, because the way platinum normally goes, it would be a safe investment right now.
Absolutely. But in general, though, I'm more of a proponent of silver than I am either gold or any of the metals in the platinum group. And the reason being, I'm a prepper, and I'm geared toward barter in a financial wipeout situation. And there, silver would be much, much, much more practical for barter than gold. Gold is simply too compact a form of wealth for practical barter. I guess you could do it with a cold chisel, but it's not very pretty. It's better to have silver, small silver coins that are much more practical for day-to-day purchases.
Now, shifting to Bitcoin, obviously it saw a huge boom, and it's kind of come back down to earth. You know, the only thing that's kind of confusing to me about Bitcoin is how practical really is it right now, and how practical would it be, say, a situation breaks out where you have to go into survival mode?
Well, it wouldn't be practical at all in survival mode, because if you don't have access to the Internet, you don't have access to Bitcoin. But there is some utility in Bitcoin and the other cryptocurrencies, and I think that it is wise for people to at least take a small hedge position into the cryptos. But people just have to do that with both eyes open, not get emotional about it, and be ready to sell or buy at the drop of a hat. Watch the markets closely. It's definitely not a market for someone who is faint of heart, because we're going to see some huge swings in Bitcoin. But I think that in another couple of years, we may see Bitcoin over $50,000.
What about other cryptocurrencies out there? Why is Bitcoin seen to be the one that's taking off the most? Do you have any faith in any other cryptocurrencies?
I think Ethereum is quite good, and Salt, for example. There's a lot of good ones out there. They all use essentially the same Bitcoin blockchain technology, and they all have comparable levels of security. Bitcoin is the most popular simply because it was there first. It doesn't have any real technological superiority to any of the others. And, of course, there's no intrinsic value in any of them. So they're all highly speculative, but they do make a good little hedge. And I think the thing to do is to watch the market very carefully, take a small position in either Bitcoin or Ethereum, watch them very carefully, and then watch for news about the other cryptocurrencies. And then on a day when either Bitcoin or Ethereum are quite high, you can shift some of your holdings from Bitcoin to one of the lesser known cryptos immediately following news of a minor panic within that crypto. Say, for example, there's news that the CEO of whatever cryptocurrency corporation has been indicted, or that the CEO has committed suicide, or that
and shockingly, that type of news comes down the pipeline about once a month, actually.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
So just watch very carefully. And as Bitcoin stair steps upward, be ready to diversify out into the other cryptos, but do it on a day when Bitcoin is high and the currency, the crypto that you want to move it into, is relatively low, especially following bad news. And with some of the other cryptos, the swings in market valuation for those coins are even wider than with Bitcoin. So you can take advantage of some short-term bad news. Say, for example, the Securities and Exchange Commission or the IRS says they're going to crack down on whatever currency. That crypto might plummet 50, 60, 70% in one day.
Mm-hmm.
That's the day to buy in and diversify out of Bitcoin. In the long term, your portfolio of cryptos should be spread over at least three cryptocurrencies, preferably 4 or 5. And as a long-term hedge, I think that's the safe place to be.
It used to be you would only hear about cryptocurrencies or Bitcoin on alternative news, you know, here at InfoWars, yourself or Gerald Celente or other people's, you know, blogs and stuff talking about Bitcoin. But now, for the first time I've ever seen, I mean, a day doesn't go by where some mainstream news network isn't talking about Bitcoin. Should you buy? Should you sell? What type of impact do you think now that it's entered the fold of mainstream news, what type of impact do you think that has on Bitcoin?
I think it's going to make things even more volatile. And in the long term, though, the number of people in the world who have access to a smartphone versus the number who have taken a hedge position in Bitcoin is minuscule. So I think in the long term, the cryptos are going to do fairly well. But there's a number of factors that could make any of them completely wiped out overnight.
All right, that's James Wesley Rawls, survivalblog.com. We talked some Bitcoin. In the next segment, we're going to talk some geopolitics.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Owen Troyer filling in for Alex today. My guest is James Wesley Rawls. We were just talking Bitcoin and precious metals. We're about to discuss some geopolitics, but first, he wanted to finish a couple key points on Bitcoin. Go ahead, James. The floor is yours.
Thanks, Owen. I just wanted to stress that there's a lot of risks with any of the Bitcoin or any of the other cryptocurrencies. You know, we're in a situation where there's a kind of a rising tide of interest in the cryptos. And the old saying in the financial markets is a rising tide lifts all ships. And that will, I think, be true of the cryptocurrencies. But to keep in mind that there's a lot of risk there. Never have more than 5 or 10% of your net worth in cryptos. And that's even someone who watches the market very closely. For anyone else, I wouldn't suggest more than 1 or 2% of their net worth. And keep in mind that we live in a society that's driven by envy. And as the cryptocurrencies take off, as I think they will, in the next couple of years, I think we're going to see a lot of hacker interest in the cryptos, because these are going to be people who feel like they missed out, and they're going to be envious, and they're going to want to steal from others. And they're mainly, I think, going to go after the crypto exchanges rather than the currencies themselves. But I think there will also be concerted attacks on individual accounts in attempts to recover passwords. So people should be very, very careful about the passwords they use or passphrases they use and where they keep those passphrases. It's also very important to keep redundant copies of your Bitcoin wallet, but keep very close track of where those are physically. And ideally, your laptop that you use for trading Bitcoin should be a spare laptop that you only connect to the internet very infrequently, just for Bitcoin trading. Otherwise, that machine, that device, is kept offline to minimize the vulnerability to hackers.
No, I was just going to say, so that's the expert's take on Bitcoin, and make sure if you're going to invest, you do it wisely as to not put yourself in a hole should anything bad happen. James, I want to move into some geopolitics now. You know, there's so much craziness going on. You've got Japanese newspapers reporting North Korea, Kim Jong-un is trying to put anthrax on a warhead. You've got this story came out of Fox. There's a war coming. Marine Corps general warns U.S. troops. You've got Russia accusing the United States of training former ISIS fighters in Syria. To me, that has John McCain's earmarks all over it. He admitted to doing that. And then you have the U.S. coalition saying less than 1,000 ISIS fighters left in Iraq and Syria. So there seems to be positive movements, but then there also seems to be negative movements in the geopolitics. Of course, you have Israel and Palestine fighting after Trump said Jerusalem was a capital, just like they were before Trump said that, but somehow it's Trump's fault. But I'm just curious, with all of the developments in specifically Syria and then Russia, United States, and Ukraine, where do you see this going right now? Because, you know, if you think that Russia and the United States are colluding, well, then why is the United States arming Ukraine? And why would the United States or members of the deep state here be trying to get ISIS fighters back a foothold in Syria?
Yeah, I do think that Syria is really the wild card out there, even more so than North Korea. There is a huge risk of the Syrian civil war spinning out of control and becoming a regional war or even a world war. And the reason being is that everyone's attention up till now has primarily been upon ISIS and the ISIS surrogates. Now that ISIS is largely out of the picture, I think that the Syrian regime is going to focus its attention on other dissidents inside of Syria, including the Kurds. And once they start committing themselves in the Kurdistan region, I think there's huge potential for this to get out of control. And whether it involves Russian and American aircraft, for example, or incursions into Turkey, into Iraq, there could be all sorts of things that spin out of control here that are very difficult to predict, and the ramifications of those could be enormous.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you where I think the real wild card here is Syria and not necessarily North Korea. I mean, to me, it's kind of widely known North Korea is a cancer. Communism has failed there. Now, what relationship China has with North Korea and how China uses North Korea, that's a totally different story. But, you know, you take care of North Korea, I don't know how much of a blowback you necessarily get. But you start trying to intervene in Syria, now Russia's going to be pissed. Now Russia is going to try to ally with China. And then, of course, you've got the oil pipeline that they're trying to get through there, too. So that'll just tick off the world even more, United States oil wars. But what is the positive? I mean, Syria is more independent now than they've ever been. Christians are allowed to celebrate Christmas and walk around the streets and praise Jesus without getting slaughtered by ISIS now. I mean, who is it that's trying? Honestly, is it the deep state? Is the United States doing something again that we didn't want them to do, expanding war in Syria under the covers? But I mean, who is this that is trying to stop Syria from being independent?
Well, yeah, it's one of those qui bono kind of questions. And it's really, it's difficult to say who the real players really are and what the long-term strategy is. But even in the short term, there's tremendous risk and a lot of unpredictability. So it's wise for folks to plan on possibly a regional war developing in the Middle East and planning accordingly. I think that we could, if that were to happen, we would see gas prices spike up over $4 a gallon. So from a practical standpoint, as a prepper, my advice is if you live in the country and by code you can legally install a fuel storage tank, put in a big diesel tank. And if you use propane to heat your home, replace that tank with a much larger tank, perhaps a 2 or even 3,000 gallon tank, because the price swings in the liquid fuels could be huge. That's the practical side of it. On the political side of it, it's very funny that the liberal mass media is still trying to point fingers at the Trump administration and claim collusion with the Russians, whereas as the Mueller investigation goes on, there's more and more evidence that the real collusion actually was between the Clintons and Russia.
Yeah, I mean, that's been totally blown out of the water. You can't put that genie back in the bottle. But real quick, final 30 seconds here. Is Kim Jong-un really crazy enough to try to put anthrax on the head of a warhead, or is that just the Japanese press kind of freaking out right now?
I think that may be more posturing than anything else. What I'm really worried about is not Kim Jong-un's nuclear delivery means by missile, but rather him simply putting a traditional fission bomb inside a Connex and delivering it to a major seaport like Long Beach Harbor.
Well, yeah, I mean, let's not forget, under Obama, we had open borders for 8 years. Who knows who could have snuck in a suitcase bomb thanks to President Obama. That's James Wesley Rawls, SurvivalBlog.com. Thank you so much, James.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy t-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. I don't want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad. The colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Well, it doesn't matter that the United States is, in a way, squaring off with Russia right now, funding Ukraine. And then perhaps you have the stories about new ISIS fighters or similar type fighters in Syria with U.S. backing. Should ask John McCain about that. He brags about it. Yet the Russian probe is ongoing, and while nothing has actually landed on Trump, the left continues to obsess over Mueller and Manafort. As this story, Robert Mueller may indict Paul Manafort again. Okay, well, a lot of openness about that headline, to say the least. But again, the cat is already out of the bag, and they can't put it back in. Mueller probe outgrows its witch hunt phase. Well, it was never just a witch hunt. It was a get rid of Trump hunt. That was the whole purpose. Take Trump down. And by the way, Betsy Woodruff, you know, she's actually not one of the worst. She goes on MSNBC every once in a while, writes for the Daily Beast. She's kind of level-headed, but she buys the whole Russian collusion thing, so I kind of feel bad for her because that's why she kind of writes these stories. Then the Daily Mail says, Trump tears into garbage golden showers dossier. Do not forget about this. I'm telling you, Donald Trump is still ticked off about this fake dossier. And while every cat and all the genies are getting let out of the bottle from Mueller's end of things with Rosenstein, with Peter Stroke, with Bruce Orr and Nellie Orr, I mean, we found it. I'm telling you, it's good. You can't put the genie back in the bottle. This is a story from WorldNet Daily. Did the FBI conspire to stop Trump? And now they put it as a question. Here, give me the dot cam, guys. I'm going to fix this headline for them. Actually, we're going to go ahead and just cross did out and then cross the question mark out. All right, new headline. The FBI conspired to stop Trump. That's not a conspiracy theory. That is a conspiracy fact. I mean, do I really have to sit here and break this down again? It's like Peter Stroke and James Comey let Hillary Clinton off for her crimes. Then you have Peter Stroke saying, just in case Trump wins, we need to have an insurance plan. Well, what is he saying? He's saying they think they're bigger than the election. He's saying in case Trump wins, we have to get him out of office. And in the meantime, we're going to spy on Trump and his team to look for dirt. We're going to make up a fake dossier so that we can spy on them. Then using that, we're going to say he was colluding with Russia to try to delegitimize his presidency. And where did all of that nonsense originate? The FBI, Obama's DOJ, and Hillary Clinton herself. So it's not, did the FBI conspire to stop Trump? It's, we already know. We have it. The FBI conspired to stop Trump. We already know Hillary Clinton rigged the Democrat primary so she could beat Bernie Sanders. You don't think she tried to rig the election, too? Of course she did. This is one of the most wanton criminals in the history of the world, Hillary Clinton. And she has so much dirt in her closet, and all of her cronies are so deep and deeply embedded in criminal behavior, they had to get her in so that they don't end up going to jail. Because that's where they're all going to end up. That's where they're all going to end up. And the cat's out of the bag. We have the names. We know what they did. We know how Comey and Stroke worked together to get Hillary off. We then know how Hillary funded the fake dossier that got moved about. We now know how the DOJ with Bruce Orr was communicating with Obama this entire time. And that Nellie Orr was communicating with God knows who over a ham radio. Peter Stroke says we have to have an insurance policy. So now you're seeing more of this. GOP representative calls for purge of deep state cronies within the FBI. Well, again, I'm fully expecting this to happen before long, but it's pretty easy. You sit down Peter Stroke for a hearing, a testimony. You do it in public. You grill him, and you make him sing like a bird. And then if he doesn't sing and he doesn't want to cooperate, well, you've got a whole investigation going into Trump colluding with Russia where there's nothing. I think at that time you open up an investigation into Peter Stroke and how he was colluding to have an quote-unquote insurance policy in case Trump won. There's your investigation. Can't wait for that to happen, and I get the feeling it's going to happen. All right, let's go back out to the phone lines. Let's start with Matthew calling in from Mississippi. Go ahead, Matthew.
Hey, Owen. How you doing, buddy?
Good.
I got a couple of things. Oh, I appreciate you taking my call. I've talked to you a couple of times. The deep state is in panic mode. I want to go over a couple of things. Are you familiar with the gentleman by the name of Cody Snodgrass, the ex-CIA black op operator that's come on the Common Sense Show? He went on the Rent Show. YouTube channels, of course. He was just on another YouTube channel the other day. He has exposed the deep state like no other. Actually, the event that happened in Cuba is now happening in the United States. Donald Rumsfeld is now being looked at with the 9/11 event. So it's not just on the left, buddy. You're going to have deep state names being exposed when these indictments surface. And they're even talking now about election fraud with the Hillary Clinton debacle in the Q post.
Well, here's what it comes down to. Here's what it comes down to. They can indict and arrest Hillary and Peter Strzok, probably even Obama. They could arrest all of them right now. They already have the evidence. They already know what they did. They could arrest all of them right now. Why aren't they doing it? That's a different question. Go ahead.
I got one more thing, and I know you got other callers. This is, if you go on my YouTube channel, which is Truth, Not Fiction Matters, I just did an interview with Bill Pierce with the America First Media Group. They are currently looking into the Seth Rich murder, okay? I really want you to watch that video, Owen, and email me and give me your opinion. But the deep state is in deep trouble, believe me. And that gentleman that's called in and talked to Mr. Alex Jones, I'd really like to talk to him. That guy is dead on, Mr. Zach, that's in Morocco. And I really think you guys need to get Cody Snodgrass. Now, he was just involved. Everybody should know this. He was just involved in a head-on collision, and there's a bunch of information coming out that it was an intentional trying to take this gentleman out.
Well, and that, you know, that's a key thing, too, because, you know, we talk about the deep state, and we know what that is. That's people embedded inside the government in very high-powered positions in certain bureaucracies where they're either blackmailed or they're working together with some sort of criminal conspiracy. But we sometimes forget that there's actually good people that are in these bureaucracies, too. There's actually good people that are in the FBI and the DOJ that don't want to see this happen that are calling it out. And again, the cat is already out of the bag. They're still looking up every corner for some Russian collusion that never existed. We literally have the entire story about how Hillary Clinton tried to steal the election from Bernie Sanders and how Hillary Clinton tried to steal the election from Donald Trump. We got the whole thing. We got the emails. We got the text messages. We got even, they write books about Seth Rich. You know, so we already know it. So you have to ask yourself, what are they waiting for? What is Sessions waiting for? What is President Trump waiting for? Are they waiting for something? Do you think they can hook something else with a little bit of bait? Do they think they can get a bigger fish? Because, again, we already know Bruce Orr, Nancy Orr, Peter Strzok, James Comey, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton. We know what y'all did. You couldn't let Trump get in because Hillary Clinton was the final hammer to put the nails in the coffin of America. And then Trump got in and he's prying the coffin open. We're climbing out. We're back.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Gotta keep them separated.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Owen Troyer filling in today. Knock out some news here, and then I'll take a couple more calls. This is from the New York Times. Paul Krugman writes, America is not yet lost. Now, the funny thing is, this story would have made sense a year ago, but Paul Krugman decides to write it a year too late. And says, many of us came into 2017 expecting the worst, and in many ways, the worst is what we got. He's right. You know, it was the worst stock market ever. It was the worst unemployment numbers ever. It was the worst for people going on welfare. It was the worst for the housing market. It was the worst for Christmas sales. It was the worst for tax cuts. Wait a second. It was the best for all those things. Huh. Funny. But isn't it amazing? The New York Times publishes a story that is the polar opposite of reality. So you're right. America is not yet lost. You should have written this December 25th, 2016, after Obama tried to kill America. And now in 2017, Trump has actually made the best things And then Paul Krugman says it's actually the worst. So that's just, you know, a little illustration of a liberal mind or the New York Times that doesn't want you to even have a clue. I mean, they want you so stupid that you're so confused when you may wake up in the morning that you take anything they tell you as fact. You know, this is just an interesting story that caught my attention. 2017, a year of disaster. There actually were a lot of floods, a lot of hurricanes, and apparently a record number of damages. So, is that a sign of, you know, climate change, or is that a sign of something else? Perhaps a non-human element. U.S. police remove white nationalist memorial for shot Australian woman. So, see, this is what they do now. This is what they did to Kate Steinle, where if you're white, you're just a white nationalist. If you're white, you can't have a memorial. You can't have a march because you're a white nationalist. Why can't someone just be a person? So they do it in America. Kate Steinle's march, Antifa shows up, protests with guns. They have a memorial in California. The authorities remove the memorial, and then they protest their memorial, and then they throw away pictures of Kate Steinle. Now, compare that to what you get for Mike Brown or Trayvon Martin, and there's the riff right there. And why does that riff exist? Because that's what CNN and MSNBC and Barack Obama want. They want the riff so that they can divide and then demonize all, I mean, anyone who just thinks for themselves. It doesn't matter if you're black or white or Asian or Hispanic. If you think for yourself, in fact, now if you think for yourself, you're a bigot and a white nationalist, even if you're black. Seriously, you think I'm making that up? Look at what black conservatives say, and then look at what liberals say. They say that they're white nationalists now. So black people are now white nationalists, according to liberals. Yeah, just like New York Times says, 2017 was the worst, even though it was the best. EU planning on Olympic team to weaken national pride. Well, you're not a country, EU, so I'm not sure how that's going to happen. But the Olympics, you know, they'll probably cater to that liberal ideology. Now, I found this a little bit ironic. I'm going to go to your phone calls. We already knew this was going on, but the story is back in the news. Apple faces lawsuits after saying it slows down aging iPhones. So just any end user could have already told you that that was going on. It was always a theory. Now they've admitted it. But this is so funny. A modern day liberal will protest anything and everything. But especially if it's a big corporation. I mean, did you see the tax cuts that big corporations are getting? Oh, how dare they? The big corporations are the bad guy. They're trying to screw us over. And then here's a story of the big guy, Apple, literally screwing over its users. Where's the liberal outrage? Where are the protests? Totally silent. You know why? Because CNN and MSNBC and Barack Obama aren't virtue signaling them into protesting. But soon they'll probably virtue signal them into protesting like another women's march or something. So an actual example of the big business that liberals hate screwing over the end user. Silence. A fake news story about a woman that groped someone or got groped 40 years ago. Millions of people march. That's how the brainwashing works. That's how the fake news media works. And that's how congruently a class of people is totally dilapidated mentally, goes out into the streets to march for a cause that doesn't even exist. And you say, hey, what are you out here? Screw you, Nazi! Oh, very intellectual. Let's go to Rick, calling in from Minnesota. Go ahead, Rick. You're on the air.
How's it going?
It's going good.
You're kind of talking about a subject that's near and dear to my heart, especially over the holidays. You kind of have brother-in-law season, or in my case, brother season. Where you just kind of battle or else just keep your mouth shut because it's just idiotic.
Yeah, yeah, they are so loving and open-minded that you need to shut your mouth because you have a different opinion, yeah.
Yeah, and he's straight from the heart of it. He's San Diego, so, you know, he knows all. But one of the things that I find when I do actually engage people, whether it be Facebook or whatever, is they're talking about they don't want to believe any truth, that exists out there, and they'll believe anything that they hear, like you were just saying. They're brainwashed. And I'm always looking for examples where I can kind of put it in their face and have them just dumbfounded, their mouth drops open. One of the things I saw recently, and I made a comment about, and you might have covered this, and if you have, I'm sorry for repeating it, but it had to do with Obamacare and how Trump being in office, I think he's just going to inadvertently cause a lot of good things to happen. And in this case,
well,
he intentionally
cut the mandate now. So if you don't get Obamacare, you don't have to pay the penalty. So that's going to open up an entirely new marketplace.
Exactly. I mean, anybody that has any common sense can see it, but liberal brainwashing, it's magical. But so he's, you know, in his either wisdom or accidental, because I'm not sure he's a big fan of Obamacare, in just handling it like a businessman, he managed to get it done in half the time, and the advertising was...
That's exactly it, though. You just hit it on the head, where we don't even need to, like, pontificate on issues. You just hit it on the head. Trump is a successful businessman, and he looks at how he became a success, and he says, the free market and capitalism. So he says, I want to instill that in America, because that was successful to me, and that's what made America successful. And you look at the other side of the coin, you look at Obama. Well, what has Obama done in the private sector? Next to nothing. He's a nothing. He's a community organizer. So Trump, private sector, businessman, massively successful by his own efforts, says, I want this to be for America. Obama, a nothing, accomplishes nothing, works for the government, a complete fop, says, well, I never did anything to earn any money via my own efforts, so that's how I want America to be. I want everybody to do nothing and then just have the government give them money. So, I mean, that's what I'm saying, though. Which one works? Which one doesn't? The same one that's worked throughout human history. Capitalism. Shocking. Oh, my gosh. Capitalism beats socialism every time? I wish someone would have, like, had a history book or something on communism. It's crazy.
Yeah, you covered so many different subjects. I was like, God, where do I start? So that's the one I wanted to talk about. But it's like you went education and you went all over the place. And you're talking about taxes and how, you know, went on your rant about how all these states with huge state taxes get to write it off and we all get to foot the bill. And I kind of came up with a panacea, too. I think we could solve a lot of the problems. But you got other callers. And so
thank you so much for the call, Rick in Minnesota. I mean, again, I just don't understand. I mean, if you're the one getting destroyed financially by state taxes and you're the one that hasn't been paying your fair share, why is that my fault? I had to pay my full state taxes. You didn't. So, I mean, that's ridiculous. Steve, you got 30 seconds. Close out this hour. Go ahead, Steve.
I was just wanting to say about you and the holidays, and they've seen you was angry and all that. I think watching your platform for years, you and Alex, and the work that you all have done of pointing out the evil with the pedophiles and the deep state, and everybody's wanting to destroy the faith in God and the family, the nation, and the world.
Mm-hmm.
Just take a big, deep breath when you get angry and upset, because once you get there, I think God's going to be very pleased with the battle that you all raised.
Well, and I'll tell you what, Steve hits it right on the head there. I mean, aside from the politics, God is back in America. President Trump has invoked Jesus Christ back in the White House.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.